This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM down in the Wairarapa, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers in Hastings. Hello, I'm Vanessa, your host today. So today I'm going to talk about assertive communication, because last week I did a little thing about coping with stress. And part of it, one of the strategies for coping with stress is actually learning some assertive communication. So I thought, actually, save you a little bit of time, I might have a quick chat about it just to see if there's anything in there that you can recognize. Yeah, actually, I should give that a go, or that might work, or that might help. So I'm going to give that a little chat. But first, I'm going to have a chat about our sponsor, Progress to Health, and also give you a little update about all the fun stuff we're doing at Progress to Health at the moment. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in, and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
So we have lots of different things going on at Progress to Health at the moment. So obviously our office has moved from 19 Hood Street and we're now located at 18 Ross Trevor Street and down the river end. So you kind of go down Victoria Street and you go past London Street and then you get to Ross Trevor Street and you turn down there towards the river and we're number 18 and we're downstairs. So it's nice and easy to be able to find us. So if you're in Hamilton and you're interested in coming to Progress to Health and you want to know some of the things we do, I can give you a really quick heads up. But if you're wanting more information about kind of when exactly these are, because a lot of things are on fortnightly, so just kind of working out when they are, give us a ring on 0800 77 57 57 and just say, hey, I'm interested in, and then whatever the name that I give, whatever the group is. Okay, so in Hamilton we have the Norton Peer Support Group, taken by the fabulous Rainbow. Now that's every fortnight on a Thursday, and it's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and that's held at the Western Community Centre, which is 46 Hyde Ave over in Hamilton, like West Hamilton, and it's fantastic. It's just a place to get together and have some chats, learn some different skills and strategies, and be around people who are going through similar stuff to yourself. And we also have the Community Garden, so that's out at Duke Street in Narrawahia. So that's held on Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays, and that's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so it's learning about how to like grow your own gardens, pick your own food, like kind of learning a bunch of stuff like that. But it's also getting to be out and about in fresh air, like learning, having some camaraderie with other people that are around. And it's really great. There's also a walk around Hamilton Lake. So take a breath of fresh air and choose health. Make your own way there or go to one of the pickup points that they have. And also, just remember, check the weather and bring appropriate clothing or shoes and plus a water bottle. And you can bring your own lunch to have after the walk. So that's held every Tuesday and it's 10 to 12. Now, it's going to be every week. I think currently it's on a little bit of hiatus because the person who takes it is on leave. But again, as I said, just ring us up on 0800 77 5757 and double check if that's running at the moment. So they meet at the Veranda Cafe for a leisurely walk around the Hamilton Garden. It takes about an hour and a half. And then we also have cycling at Claudelands Park. So come cycling every Thursday, weather permitting. So you bring your own bike and your own helmet, but it's kind of like a chance to get out and about with other people. So the cycle normally lasts about an hour with an option to visit the hospice shop next to the railway line afterwards. And it's always remember to check the weather and bring a water bottle. So it's Thursdays at 2:30 p.m. and you meet at the event centre entrance facing Heafy Terrace. And that's at Claudelands. So at Claudelands Event Centre, it'd be pretty obvious because there'll be a couple of people there with bikes. But definitely, again, ring the 0800 number, 0800 77 5757, and actually have an ask. We also have weeklies on Mondays. We have Retro Games South. So it's an ideal place for people who are wishing to socialise over board games or puzzles. And it's held 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Monday. And it's held at the Glenview Community Centre, which is the corner of Glenview Terrace and Tommen Road in Glenview. And if you're happy to bring a koha, it's most welcome. We also have on Tuesdays, which is every week, 1 to 3pm, and it's the Mindful Cafe. So that's held at the Celebrating Age Centre on 30 Victoria Street in Hamilton. Now, that's taken by Christine, and it's just fantastic. It's just a space to come together and spend some time together. So take time out. Come and have a cup of tea or coffee, a place to relax and make new friends, a gold coin donation if possible. And so that's Tuesdays, 1 to 3pm. And we also have a recovery education course that's held at the Cathedral of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is 494 Grey Street. So this is actually an outside of work time one. So this is like a recovery, our Tools to Recovery course, but it's held in the community just totally outside of work time. So it's helpful for people who are working but still want to get some different knowledge and some different skills and strategies. So it's held every second Sunday of the month. So it's just once a month. And it starts at 7:15 p.m. So 7:15. And it finishes at 9 p.m. So everyone meets in the foyer of the cathedral at 7:15. And so each month there's a different topic. So if you feel like you want to know more about that, give us a buzz on 0800 77 5757. Or if you're not in Hamilton and you're out and about in the different parts of Waikato or wherever you're calling from, give us a ring and see if there's something that we've got going on that you're interested in doing. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a heads up about some of the fabulous stuff we're doing and lets you know that we've moved offices. So if you're in Hamilton and you're looking for us, we're not at 19 Hodge Street anymore. So, but if you have any questions, obviously you've just heard the 0800 number so many times. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Give us a ring and ask us some questions. Or else you can also find us on Facebook under Progress to Health. So, learning about coping strategies for like when you're stressed. Learning that actually learning to say no to other people sometimes is actually really good. Saying yes to ourselves and saying, actually, I don't want to try and take on all of those things. Sometimes that's easier said than done, isn't it? Sometimes actually saying no to someone else or saying, actually, I'm not able to take that on. Or even saying sometimes what we need to do is say, hey, I really thought I could do that and I really wanted to, but I'm just not able to manage it anymore. How do we do that? Especially depending on who we're talking to. Sometimes it's really, really hard because we're not sure what the outcome's going to be. We're kind of pretty sure the outcome's going to be not very good, right? So it's a bit harder to be assertive. So assertiveness means expressing your point of view in a way that is really clear and direct and, well, it's really respectful to other people. So it's not about being rude. It's not about being angry. It's not about being aggressive. So communicating in an assertive manner can help you minimize conflict, it can help you can control anger, and it can also help you have your needs met better, because actually sometimes people don't do what we need because they just don't know that's what we need. Because actually, if we've been subtle about it, or we're trying to be overly polite, or we're just not being assertive enough, they may just have missed the message completely. It can also really be help us have more positive relationships with our friends, families, and other people, especially with workmates as well. Like, having assertive communication can make a huge, huge difference. So assertiveness is a style of communication which many people struggle to put into practice, often because of the confusion around exactly what it means. Because a lot of people do think that assertiveness means being either arrogant or being aggressive, being bully, being someone who's a know-it-all, someone who's like bosses everyone else around. But sometimes it can really help by starting to explain what assertiveness is not. Assertiveness is not aggressive communication. So people often confuse assertiveness with aggression because it involves sticking up for yourself. But there are some points that really show the differences between aggression and assertiveness. So aggression is when you force your needs and opinions on someone else. Assertiveness is when you express your needs clearly but respectfully. Aggression is often involves bullying or pushing other people around, where assertiveness is about treating everyone, including yourself, with respect. Aggression is where only your needs matter. Assertiveness is where you consider others' needs, but you also consider your own. With aggression, there's no compromise. With assertiveness, there's often compromise. Like, if there's no compromise, it's because that's actually what's best for you. And it's like, quite often aggression damages self-esteem, whereas like assertiveness builds self-esteem. And it, like, definitely aggression can lead to shouting, may lead to shouting or physical aggression, whereas assertiveness uses clear language to get the point across. It doesn't involve any physical aggression or anything like that. It's just talking. And also, obviously, aggression can really damage relationships, whereas assertiveness really helps build stronger relationships. So as always, one of the things that I'm getting some like little tidbits from for what I'm sharing with you today, like a lot of it's coming straight off the top of my head, but some of it is coming from the assertiveness communication handout from the Center for Clinical Intervention, CCI, and they are found at www.cci.health.wa.gov.au. So yeah, they're really great. They have lots of different things. And so this is the assertiveness communication like handout that they've got. So the thing that's really great about assertiveness communication is, or assertive communication, is actually just being assertive is actually, it can feel really foreign. It can feel really bad. It can also, we can feel like we're being rude, and especially depending on who you're doing it with, they can act like you're being really rude or tell you you're being really rude. And it's all being greedy or being selfish. And it's because a lot of people get really used to people bending over backwards for them and being really just overly available and giving a lot of themselves. And so when you actually say no and you stand up for yourself and you do it assertively and you do it completely in a very respectful way, they don't see it as that, because actually their free babysitting is disappearing, or the person they can bully up and push around to get to do their stuff for them has got like saying no now. So people don't see it as that. And sometimes it's actually about, we have to practice being assertive, because sometimes what happens is if we aren't assertive regularly, when we go to be assertive, sometimes we push through assertive and go into aggressive. And so it's about watching ourselves and working out kind of what that level is and how that works. So working about assertive communication, it's like, it's some of the things about just stating your point of view and request clearly. It's not about waffling. Like, I know that's one of the things I do. I waffle all the time, especially if I'm nervous and worried about how the outcome's going to be or how I'm going to be seen because I asked for it. Like, I don't just know clear and direct. So be clear and direct. So tell the other person how you feel as honestly as you can, and remember to listen to what they say. So we want to make sure you do that whole listen to understand, not listen to respond. And ask someone else, if you feel like they're not doing that, if they're not listening to understand what you're saying, ask them to. Say, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you actually listen to understand what I'm saying? Not just listen to wait to respond to what I'm saying, because I don't feel like you're quite hearing me exactly. So your tone and your volume of voice is really important, right? So how you say it is just as important as your tone and your volume, right? So speak in a normal conversation tone. Don't shout or whisper, and make sure you sound firm but not aggressive. So you want to have that, you know, it's like my friend makes a joke about like the mum tone. Like, you know, when mum's really not happy, it's like, oi, don't do that. It's like you really hear it, right? It's not quite that, right? But it's getting on the way to that. Like, it's just really firm. It's like saying, no, that's not okay. I'm not going to do that. Or, thank you for the offer of that. No, I don't want any. It's about having a firm but clear tone, but having very little tone of like anger or worry or stress. And it's having a loud enough voice so that people can hear you. You're not whispering, but not raising your voice. It can be really hard to, when you're trying to be assertive with someone who's hard of hearing, because sometimes what happens is you have to raise your voice naturally so that they can hear you, but you're trying to not increase it past that when you're trying to be assertive, because sometimes, especially if someone can't hear you and they keep saying, hey, I don't know what you're saying, and you keep just feeling like, well, actually, I'm just trying to tell you this is how I feel, and yeah, it can cause a few kind of feedback issues, like depending on how it's going. So try to avoid exaggerating with words like always or never. So if you're saying something like, say, you're always 20 minutes late, instead of saying you're always 20 minutes late, say, hey, you were 20 minutes late today, and this is the third time this week. Like, be really precise if you can. Don't generalize or exaggerate. So try really hard, if you can, to speak with facts, not judgments. For example, this report has important information missing, rather than you've done a really bad job again. Like, just say exactly what's going on. And it can be really important to you. So as much as possible, so when you tell the other person how you feel rather than accusing them. So for example, when you leave your dishes on the table, I feel frustrated because I don't like the mess, but don't want to clean it up for you. Rather than, you're such a pig, right? Like, if you say to someone, like, you know, this is the thing that's happening, this is what I don't like about it, then they can actually go from somewhere like that. Like, if you're just insulting someone or saying something rude, there's not much that they can do about that, right? And also, it's really, you make a huge difference to actually do, like, practice it. Practice saying no to things. Practice saying yes in assertive ways. Practice asking for things in an assertive manner. Like, don't just go, oh, I'm going to do that next time. I will be fine the first time out. Like, I've never been assertive before, but I'm sure I can manage it. It'll be fine. Actually, that self-talk's probably really great. But definitely remember, we need to practice it, because it actually can be something that can be quite finding the tone of voice, finding that medium level with our tone, with our volume, with the words we use. It can make a really big difference. But I'm going to play us a song now. I'm going to play us Stan Walker, Messages, here on the Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0, independent community media.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine in the morning. I send you the smiley face. Tell me why they adore. You're sleeping, now you awake. No reply, no reply, no reply. Maybe I'm wasting my time. No reply, no reply, no reply. Hold up. Never mind, she's sending me messages. She's sending me messages. She's sending me messages. She's sending me. She's sending me. She's sending me genuine pony. You know the chorus, babe. No reply, no reply, no reply. Maybe I just crossed the line. No reply, no reply. Never mind, she's sending me messages. She's sending me messages.
Welcome back to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. I'm your host today, and I've been talking about assertive communication, and that was the fabulous Dan Walker with messages. So this is the right time for us to be playing our support line. So I'm going to do, this is a section we do every single session, every single show. So you can come in and listen to any show that we have, and at the end of the show we always play the series of support lines. So you can grab a pen and paper and write some of these down, or listen in next time so you can grab these again. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. So like I said, don't stress if you missed any of those. I do play that section at the end of every single show we have. So if you don't manage it to manage to get something today, you can either come back next week on Thursday at 12 noon to listen to us on Fighting Stigma on Free FM 89.0, or you could live stream it on freefm.org.nz, or listen to the TuneIn app, or you could listen to it on a podcast. I love podcasts. So there's accessradio.org or Apple Podcasts or whatever your podcast player is. Have a look and see if they have Fighting Stigma, and then have a look up. So any of the shows that we have on there, so I know Access Radio has quite a few. They have sort of 6 to 10 at a time. And I have, after each of the thing, it has the date that it was played originally, and then in little brackets I have the topic. So today would be assertive communication, so you can look it up later on if you wanted to. Maybe you're already listening from the future, and you're already listening on a podcast. Hi, future people. How you doing? You can also listen to us if you have an Amazon Echo device. You can listen to the Free FM using the Free FM 89 Alexa skill. So that's also very futuristic. It's fantastic. So that's all we have time for today, but it's been so fantastic talking to you about like different communication things. So like assertive communication can make such a difference in our well-being, because actually sometimes we just need to be able to say exactly how we feel, exactly what's going on for us, and exactly what we need. And sometimes we haven't felt comfortable doing that in the past for a bunch of different reasons. But hopefully today has given you a few ideas of some of the things you can do to try and like practice being more assertive. I definitely found for me, one of my practices is actually saying no to things. Like when I want to, when it's actually I do genuinely want to say no to something, it's not saying no to things I want to actually do or have, but it's if I really want to say no and I haven't in the past said no in that particular situation, just practicing it, just saying no, not hollering it, but actually just letting the other person know, thank you for asking, but no, I'm a no. And then just find the way that works for you. And I have to say, getting comfortable with it really, really takes practice. But you can do it. I have all of the faith in you. But that's all we have time for today. So thank you so much for joining us. So from us here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 7757.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.